Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Whew. We may not be singing along, but man, chair dancing is definitely allowed, especially when Karen Drucker is with us. So thank you so much, Karen, for being here. Thank you, Sky Nelson, on our keys today. And if you didn't know, if you love Karen Drucker as we love Karen Drucker, she has a concert tonight with not just Karen Drucker, with Gary Lynn Floyd. And it's all online, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home. And if you go to KarenDrucker.com, you can find out how to join that. And that's for that's at 6 p.m., and that's for a concert for peace, yes? Yes, because we're all affirming peace right now. So thank you for being here today. And I couldn't think of a better song to open us up for our talk today. So last week, Edward kicked off our month of creativity by talking about how we're always in the flow of creativity, whether or not we realize it, how creation is always happening in our world, in our lives. And I thought it would be wonderful to use the power of our imagination to start off this talk today. And that's something Edward talked about last week, how our imagination can create basically infinite amazingness. So I invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. And imagine that you are riding in a canoe down a river. And the river is flowing around you gently. There's a cool breeze in the air. It's a warm, sunny day. But you notice that even though the river is flowing, you don't seem to be moving with it. Though you know in this river there is joy, there is happiness, there is the flow of creativity if you could just get to it. And so take this moment to wonder to yourself, I wonder why I am not floating down this river. Now, as you ask yourself that question, notice that you actually aren't the one who is rowing the boat right now. In fact, you see that at the oars is a hairy, gray, smelly donkey. And you see that he is diligently rowing against the flow of this river. And boy, does this donkey know how to row. And you come to realize that this donkey seems to be the reason you're not getting anywhere. And so go ahead and come back to the room. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes when you feel ready. And as you may have figured out, this river represents the creative flow of your life. So y'all have your journals with you, yes? Three people, four, five, six, okay, cool. As Edward mentioned last week, we're training you to use these journals because they're useful, they're helpful to track what's going on with all of our wonderful themes. And so my invitation for you is under the notes for today's talk on April 10th, which is called Dance with the Donkey, in case you didn't know. That's why we're talking about donkeys today. I invite you to write down a question for you to contemplate in the next week. How did you feel when you witnessed that donkey that was rowing against the flow of your own creativity? No judgment, just simply record what came up for you. What did you notice? Now, we can't have a talk called Dance with the Donkey, which, by the way, I am not the person who wrote this talk title. We go off of our global themes, and we have many people who write talk titles. And so when this one came up, I'm like, I wonder how I'm going to talk about that. So what's the deal with the donkey? Well, if you didn't know, the donkey's actually us. Rather, it's that part of us that tends to resist change, that oftentimes can go against the natural flow of our creativity. Some might call that donkey our inner critic. that voice that sometimes comes up and stops us when we feel like we might be taking a risk, when we might be moving into the unknown. So this part of us can sometimes feel like it's our enemy. And I know that certainly was the case for me for a long time. It felt like there was this voice inside of me that was just constantly coming up in the form of Eeyore. You all know Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? And what's Eeyore's mantra in Winnie the Pooh? Why bother? And so for me, it felt like it was my enemy. It felt like it was something that was just constantly dragging me down, as though I had this boat anchor that was tied to my ankle, and I couldn't get anywhere. I couldn't follow this urge of creativity that was trying to pull me through my life. And I don't want to make that wrong, because our inner donkey, it kind of learns how to do this from our upbringing. It learns through life. It learns through our parents. It learns through our experiences. And really, it's just trying to keep us safe. It's trying to help us out. But what I've found over much practice is that I don't have to be an enemy with my inner donkey. I don't have to feel like it's Eeyore constantly telling me why bother. But before I was able to do this, boy, it was really hard to take risks in my life. Has anyone ever experienced that? You have that voice that comes up, you know, maybe you have this calling like, ooh, I would really like to, you know, write a book. I would really like to form this new relationship. I'd really like to build this new thing. And then that voice comes up and it says, who do you think you are? And that voice definitely has been one that I've had to build understanding around in my life. And to give you an example, many years ago when I first started my New Thought journey at the Bodhi Spiritual Center in Chicago, I was invited to play guitar for the Christmas service there. And I didn't have as much experience under my belt as I do now, and I certainly had not done this work. I had not done the things that we're going to talk about today. So I was excited. I was thrilled. I was like, oh my God, I love playing guitar. I'd love to do this. This is going to be wonderful. And then Eeyore came out and said, you better get pretty darn good really, really fast, or you are going to be absolutely the worst, and you're going to ruin Christmas. I didn't ruin Christmas, but I can tell you that even though this whole thing was supposed to be this really joyful, beautiful experience where I get to express myself, I was miserable throughout the entire process. It's apt that we just heard a song about perfectionism, because, oh boy, that inner Eeyore really is a bit of a perfectionist, isn't he? Yeah, at least mine is. I don't know how yours shows up, but mine was definitely saying, ooh, if you don't get this right, you don't want to ruin Christmas. You might be the Grinch. I don't know. So that experience happened, and it was really an eye-opening experience for him. I'm actually grateful that I was miserable in that experience, believe it or not, because it showed me that I had to choose something different. I had to do something different. And I thought to myself, after a lot of work, what if the donkey actually wasn't bad? What if maybe it's just trying to help me the only way that it knows how? And so I set out to try and recognize the gifts that this donkey could give me. And it wasn't easy, but some of the things that I found, first of all, donkeys are actually a spiritual symbol in many cultures. It's often a symbol of stubbornness. Yes, I think we all kind of think of a donkey and we think of this really stubborn animal that just doesn't want to move even though you want it to move. But did you know that it's also a symbol of self-awareness? Honesty. simplicity and integrity. Donkeys are a symbol for work, for humility, for diligence, for courage, and for truth. In fact, in the Buddhist tradition, they are considered a sacred animal, and that they represent gentleness and patience. And seems to me, in that experience that I had at the Bodhi Spiritual Center, well, I could have used some of that gentleness and patience with myself. And so I started asking myself, well, how can I put that self-awareness, that honesty, that simplicity and integrity to good work in my life? And the first thing that I realized is I needed to start to have a conversation with this donkey inside of me. I couldn't just repress it. I couldn't just set it aside. I couldn't just run away from it like I had been doing. I had to find relationship with it. But it's hard to have relationship with something that is screaming at the top of the lung, like at the top of its lungs about how you're going to fail, isn't it? And so I realized that I was actually getting ahead of myself, and I had to find a way to give the donkey a rest. And so what did I do? Well, I started finding my way into nature. And I noticed that when I'm in nature, I can't really escape the fact that in that particular moment, there actually isn't anything that I need to do. Have you ever noticed that going out for a walk? How life just sort of shows up and says, hey, it's okay. You don't need to do your taxes right now. You need to do them by the 18th. But there's an opportunity for being, and that's what I love about nature. And what I realized more and more is that the more I was in nature, the more I was able to bring that beingness into the experience of my own inner critic, my own inner donkey. I've got some photos here that Jeff is going to put up for us. So this first photo is at Sugarloaf State Park here in Sonoma County. And when I look at that, when I'm in nature, when I'm seeing things like this, I think to myself, those mountains, they don't really worry about whether or not they're going to have approval from us, do they? That tree over there, it doesn't need to feel worthy in order for it to grow. It just grows. It knows that it's worthy. We can get the next photo, please. Hopefully. This is our opportunity to be together. Oh, there we go. And here, this one I took yesterday at Jack London State Park. And those beautiful redwoods, they don't need to know that they are loved. They just simply are love. They're in that practice of being. They just grow. They just are. We can get the next photo. Oh, that's not the photo. Though I will say that that paintbrush doesn't need to know that it's a paintbrush to be able to paint. Our science of mind teaching symbol doesn't need to know that it's a teaching symbol. It just is. Still waiting for the next photo. All right, well, why don't we move on? The point that I'm making is that in our practice, of course, things don't have to be perfect as they are not perfect here. But that's what nature tells us, right? Nature just is. Nature doesn't try to be perfect. I think almost that maybe nature knows that it already is perfect. That it doesn't have to try to do anything. It just is the experience of being. You know, all of our California poppies are blooming right now, aren't they? Isn't it wonderful to see them on the sides of the road, everywhere that you drive, seeing all of this beautiful orange everywhere? Well, California poppy doesn't really think, am I orange enough today? maybe I should be more orange than people will like me. Yeah, they just bloom. They just bloom through no effort of our own. They just are. The squirrels in nature, they dance from branch to branch. Sometimes they give you their opinions. If you've ever been out hiking and heard a weird noise that you don't know where it's coming from, it's probably a squirrel that's annoyed that you're in its territory. The point is that nature simply is. And for me, what I noticed is that nature is a practice of mindfulness. It forces me to become aware of what is happening, what's going on, without judgment, without categorizing, without trying to label, without trying to build a meaning, or as you know, Dr. Edward mentioned last week, without trying to create a story. And that's one of the reasons why I created Spirit Walks here at the center. So if you didn't know, every month we have a walk that we take together in nature. And the last couple of months, we've done a walk at Spring Lake because it's very easy, it's very accessible. And in May, we're going to be doing a walk on the Cordham Trail at Sonoma Coast State Park. So the reason that I created those is because I know when I'm in nature, it's really wonderful to just have that opportunity to be, and how wonderful it is to be together with other people. We get to share our being with each other, and we get to be in that practice of mindfulness. Because what I found is that mindfulness, just the simple practice of being, the simple practice of being aware without judging, without trying to change, and especially without trying to control what's going on, helps to quiet the voice of that inner donkey. It helped me to build a relationship with my own inner donkey in a way that silenced the why bother and instead moved my donkey into a practice of, hey, maybe we could try this thing that you want to do this way. Maybe that'll work. So that's what it means to build a positive relationship. We have to give our inner donkey a rest. We have to take it to basically an environment where it can have a little bit of a vacation. Because I know when I talked to mine, when I asked it about what was going on, it was like, oh, yeah, I actually get to have a break from the crazy making? Okay, let's do that. This sounds like a good idea. And as I mentioned, you know, it's hard to have a conversation with your inner critic when it's in the crazy making, but once it has a rest, it can actually give us some really powerful constructive feedback on how we can do things in our life. And that let me treat my own inner donkey as the spiritual being that it is, as this source of wisdom, and even as this powerful force that can help carry my burdens with me, so that I don't have to do it all by myself. This practice of mindfulness in nature has allowed me to more effortlessly ride along my own river of creativity. You see, when Ukraine was invaded, I immediately went into my own practice, and I'm like, well, this is awful, and what's my part in bringing healing? And the old me probably would have fallen into why bother and said, oh, you could do all of these things, but you're probably going to fail. It's probably not going to be helpful anywhere at all. But because I had built this practice of mindfulness, because I had built a new relationship with my own inner critic, with this beautiful donkey inside of me that was really just trying to be helpful, I came up with an instrument for peace, which is a guitar meditation that's dedicated to peace. It's my own little way of just bringing the smallest bit of peace back into the world. And you know what? Every week I record a new session for that airs on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time. I don't actually rehearse ahead of time for those. I'm sure I might do a couple of takes on the recording, and that's fine. That's just the way things are. But really, whatever comes out is something that comes out from that creative flow. It comes out because I took the time to really get in relationship with that inner critic so that rather than us paddling against each other, we're both paddling in the same direction. And that's come out in so many other creative ways too, and that's what I hope for you, that you can find your own relationship with that inner donkey so that you're both traveling, and maybe some of you already are. I know certainly Karen Drucker definitely is traveling down that when we see her joy and all of the beautiful music that she brings us, but I know not all of us are there yet. I certainly have my own work to do on that. But it's been showing up. It's been showing up. The creativity has been flowing with this new relationship, whether it shows up in the e-newsletter, whether it shows up with the visioning that we just did to help bring back our youth and family program here at the center, which there's some really exciting things that came out of that, and I'm super, super excited that it's not something that's way out there in the future. It's something that's actually just around the corner. Even writing Sunday talks. You know, I had that photo from Jack London State Park. That's actually where I went to write this talk today so that I could be in the practice of mindfulness and see how that comes out in the form of creativity. Even showed up as creating new classes for our center and shows up with our advanced spiritual living class and our students there. It feels easier. And that's the invitation that I give to you today, that we don't have to fight against that inner critic. We can make it our best friend. We can show it love unconditionally, just as we would want the universe to do with us. And so as we draw to a close today, I invite you to write down another couple of questions in your journal here. And that first question is, what practices could I explore this week that might help me find my own mindfulness, my own practice of being in the world? And of course, if you're not sure, I highly recommend you go for a walk in nature. That always works for me. And then the second question is, once I find that mindfulness in my life, what kind of relationship can I have with my own inner donkey? Sure, that donkey may be stubborn, but that's only because it cares about us so much. And I know that my life has been so enriched now that I've made friends with my own and treated it with the honor and respect that any deeply spiritual part of us really deserves. So as you go through your day today, as you experience our wonderful AIDS Lifecycle Bake Sale outside too, if you're here in person, I invite you to consider, well, what can you do today to learn to dance with your donkey? Yeah? Sound good? All right, let's take that into some prayer, shall we? How good it is to be in the presence of the divine, in the presence of this one mind, this one power, this force for life, this force for good, and this force for infinite creativity. I know that it is truly all that there is, and I know that it is here now, around us and within each and every one of us. I know we are one with it. We are one with that perfect flow of divine creativity. We are one, we are one, we are one. And so I bless us on our journey today as each of us learns how to find a sense of beingness in the world. Regardless of what is going on in the world, I know that there is that spark of beingness, that spark of I am that is present within the heart of each and every person here on our live stream throughout the entire world. And so I know that that beingness always is, and I invite it to come forth in our experience here today. And I know that as we experience this beingness, that we are invited to build a new relationship with our inner critic, with that divine donkey within us that wants only for our highest good. And so I know that each of us is dancing with this donkey in a brand new way, allowing our creativity to flow forth in everything we do in the world. I am grateful for this, and I simply release this word into the action of the law that has already said yes, yes, yes. And together we say, and so it is.